My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, we have entered into the fifth Sunday in ordinary time, year A. Today's readings take us to the core of Christian understanding. In the first reading, we see from the book of prophet Isaiah, where he says, the righteous people are the one who need to feed the hungry, satisfy the afflicted, and then light shall rise for you in the darkness. That is what which saves you and your lives. And we see in the gospel reading, Jesus teaching us again, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He did not say, you can be salt of the earth, or you can be light of the world. Or he also did not say, you have to be salt of the earth, or you have to be light of the world. No. He is clear in his message to all of us. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Jesus uses these images of salt and light. Let's see what was the importance of salt and light at the time of Jesus. We know the word salary comes from the salt money. In the ancient world, they used to exchange their things with the amount of salt they share, and they receive in return some things from others. That was a great trade and business between the nations. And also, we know how the salt is made up of the purest of water and sun. So it symbolizes the purity. And salt also used, of course, we do have now electricity and a lot of refrigerators to preserve food. But in those days, we used to mix the salt in the meat, the fish, or the fruits to preserve. And the salt also used in the food, which gives flavor. So that was the importance of the salt even today. And Jesus uses this image, you are the salt of the earth. Like the salt is so pure, we need to live the purity of life. Like the salt adds flavor to our food, we need to add flavor to our Christian life. We need to give the taste of love, joy, peace, generosity, understanding to others. Like the salt, it preserves the food, we need to preserve our lives in chaste life. And Jesus uses the image of light. Elsewhere he also says, I am the light of the world. And he also says, let your light shine. We know in the ancient world, or in the ancient times, when there was no electricity, in all the houses, they used to lit the lamps, and they see that always the light burns. They keep on burning it, so that all things may be visible in the house. Even now, without the light, everything is in darkness. The light is the one which dispels darkness and keeps visibility for everyone. Likewise, we the Christians have to be showing our Christian life visible to others. So to say, from the time we may go to a restaurant, make prayer That's where we differentiate that we are Christians. Or when you go for a work, or in your play, or wherever you do your jobs, or at home, in the family. So there, you need to share your light to others. And coming out of darkness of sin, we need to dispel the darkness of sin and shine like the light in the world. So, these are the core Christian values that Jesus is teaching us once again. And St. Paul, today in the second reading we see, he urges the Corinthians, I came to you, my brothers and sisters, to proclaim the mystery of God. And he came with all his humility and meekness. He was of not good knowledge and wisdom, but the Christ gave him the knowledge and wisdom to proclaim that good news to you all. And we crucified Jesus. And still we are continually doing so if we do not live a good life and understand his values and follow him faithfully in our lives. My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, as Prophet Isaiah urges all of us to be righteous before God, feed the hungry, save the people who are in need, spread peace and serenity among the people. And as St. Paul teaches us to be good and taking Christ to others by our very way of lives. And as Jesus says to us, to be the salt of the earth and light of the world. Let us be true followers of Christ, being important to the people whom we live within the community, sharing our Christian values visibly to others, so that they may also follow us in imitating Christ and following Christ closely in their lives too.